Kimberly-Clark didn't just reallocate resources from the paper business to the consumer business. It completely eliminated the paper business, sold the mills, and invested all the money into the emerging consumer business. I had an interesting conversation with some executives from a company in the paper business. It's a good company, not yet a great one, and they had competed directly with Kimberly-Clark before Kimberly transformed itself into a consumer company. Out of curiosity, I asked them what they thought of Kimberly-Clark. "What Kimberly did is not fair," they said. "Not fair?" I looked quizzical. "Oh, sure, they've become a much more successful company. But you know, if we'd sold our paper business and become a powerful consumer company, we could have been great too. But we just have too much invested in it, and we couldn't have brought ourselves to do it." If you look back on the good to great companies, they displayed remarkable courage to channel their resources into only one or a few arenas. Once they understood their three circles, they rarely hedged their bets. Recall Kroger's commitment to overturn its entire system to create superstores, while A&P clung to the safety of its older stores. Recall Abbott's commitment to put the bulk of its resources into becoming number one in diagnostics and hospital nutritionals, while Upjohn clung to its core pharmaceutical business, where it could never be the best in the world. Recall how Walgreens exited the profitable food service business and focused all its might into one idea: the best, most convenient drugstores. Recall Gillette and Sensor, Nucor and the Mini Mills, Kimberly-Clark, and selling the mills to channel all its resources into the consumer business. They all had the guts to make huge investments once they understood their hedgehog concept. The most effective investment strategy is a highly undiversified portfolio when you are right. As facetious as that sounds, that's essentially the approach the good to great companies took. Being right means getting the hedgehog concept. Highly undiversified means investing fully in those things that fit squarely within the three circles and getting rid of everything else. Of course, the key here is the little caveat, when you are right. But how do you know when you're right? In studying the companies, we learned that being right just isn't that hard if you have all the pieces in place. If you have level 5 leaders who get the right people on the bus, if you confront the brutal facts of reality, if you create a climate where the truth is heard, if you have a council and work within the three circles, if you frame all decisions in the context of a crystalline hedgehog concept, if you act from understanding, not bravado, if you do all these things, then you are likely to be right on the big decisions. The real question is, once you know the right thing, do you have the discipline to do the right thing, and equally important, to stop doing the wrong things?